We began yesterday the sugya of Nech Laadam, Nech Le'inish, so it's mitzvah b'mimona. Now, exactly what that means, we'll see, is a major issue in Rishonim. There are four gemaras that are relevant to it. There are three halachas in Aruch Chaim that are relevant to it. Let us first go through our sugya in a very detailed way to see what our sugya minimally tells us and what the Rishonim have to say about our sugya. And then from there we'll go on to the other sugyas until we tie the entire thing together. Gemara says like this. Gemara previously had said, asked the Kasha, then bo mi neimer of Nachum by Yitzchok, hamath gebayis chaveru ba'arba'asar, if I rent a house and it's the 14th, and we know, we already learned the halacha, that if you rent on the 14th, the chovas bedika is on the masker. Now, let's say he rented it. Can the socher assume that the masker did his mitzvah and did the bedika's chometz, and the house is becheskas boduk? So the Gemara says, because Hakol's reason, Eitzel, Bdikas Chometz, we assume that even people who may not necessarily be so medactic in other mitzvahs, but when it comes to Bdikas Chometz, they are. So therefore, Cheskos Bodek, he can assume that the house is Boduk. That is what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says another question. Someone rented a house and it's cheskas boduk. It doesn't say when he rented the house. Umotso sheina boduk, and he found some chametz there. It's not boduk. Mahu mihavi kemekachto. So well, is it a mekachto or not? Toshma. Do you remember Abaye? So Abaye says, lo meboyim. We're not talking about ba'asud lo yohavi agra ubodku tenechle linir shikum mitzvah begufe, a place that they don't take money, and the people don't hire cleaning crews to do bdikas chametz. People do it themselves. So a person would want to do the mitzvah himself. But what about in the place where people don't do the bdikas chametz themselves? They hire cleaning crews and they pay them. So, what do we say? So the Gemara answers, Nechalei le'inish, the kumim mitzvah b'mimona. A person wants to do a mitzvah with his money. And therefore, it's not a mekach to'us. It doesn't say when the renting happens. It doesn't say, did the maskir say it was bodik? It doesn't say anything. It leaves it very wide open. If you take a look in Tosis says like this, maskir by the chaver near the Rashba, l'shlosha also iri. He did it on the 13th day. Why? Because if he did it on the 13th day, so whose mitzvah is it? It is the mitzvah of the maskir. Now, since it's the mitzvah of the maskir on the 14th day, so what is? So let's see what he says. The b'shlosha asar, the b'arbosor al hamaskir livdok. That means the mitzvah is not the maskir's mitzvah. If he rented it on the 14th, the Gemara wouldn't have had a shayla. He rented it on the 13th. So therefore, he rented it on the 13th, therefore it's the socher's mitzvah. But the socher got it in a way that he thought he didn't have to do the mitzvah. Now he finds out he has to do the mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to know, does that turn into a mekach to'os or not? So the Gemara says, that doesn't turn into a mekach to'os, because the person really wants to do a mitzvah. The fact that he thought he didn't have to do the mitzvah, and he does have to do the mitzvah, that doesn't affect me. So we're talking about a person doing his own mitzvah, and he doesn't resent doing his own mitzvah, nor does he resent spending money on his own mitzvah. But says Tosis, if it's on the 14th, so then the Gemara was talking not about the socher doing his own mitzvah, his socher is doing the maskis mitzvah. So then the Gemara never had a question. Now, doesn't mean he doesn't have to do anything because the maskis didn't do it, or then it is the mekach tos. That Tosus himself doesn't talk about and doesn't say. If you look in the other Balei HaTosus, I'm just taking, for instance, Rabbeinu Peretz. There's a Rashba here. Peretz is a Rosh. Right, he says, Nirlari de Bishlosh Osamari, de Barbosa Pshita, de Alhamatsky Livdok. So what is he saying? He's saying a simple thing. There is no chiyuv whatsoever on the socher to do anything. It's the maskis mitzvah. He either does the mitzvah, he doesn't do the mitzvah. Now let's go back. According to, let's say, Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm taking example of one of the Balei HaTosfos, who spells things out a little more than our Tosfos. When the Gemara says, Hamatzki bayis chaver la socha lasos la mezuzah kosak dai matzki livdok. He said, "L'chein yirli lo boy lini bayi ro bayi motze the marriage shabit." We're not talking at all about bayi ro bayi motze. No, it was bittel chametz and there's no bayi ro bayi motze. So din the rabbanan din losel la mechmen and maybe he'll eat it. And in this did the rabbanan, the question is who has this mitzvah. That's the Gemara. That was the Gemara's question. So it's only in the Din Rabbanan. And the Gemara decided that once the mitzvah is chal, it's chal. So Rabbeinu Peretz, the way he explains the ring, is very, very simple. It's the maskis mitzvah. The socher doesn't have to worry about the maskis mitzvah. Since the socher doesn't have to worry about the maskis mitzvah, so it's not his business. But if he thought he was potter from the mitzvah, and he ended up chayv in the mitzvah, so he doesn't resent it enough to make a mechel toz. A person doesn't mind having to do a mitzvah. Tirchas haguf, it's tirchas, it's hefsin moment, whatever it is. So says, Tosfos in learning Avosuk. Now, let's look, before we get into what all the other Rishonim say, let's look at the other sugyas. There's a sugya in Bava Metzia. Sugyan ba metziah daf chav tes amid beis. Sugyan ba metziah daf chav tes amid beis says like this. The Mishnah here says, Motza svarim korei bahen echa l'shloshim. Let's say I found svarim. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Omamar. Hashol sefer Torah mechavero. If I borrow a Sefer Torah from my friend, Harizelo Yashlenu Lacher, I can't lend it out to anybody else. Mariyar Sefer Torah. Afil Chomili. Why do we have to say the Halach of Sefer Torah? Every Halach, everything is, we have Halach in Hashol, Rashol Lahashol. If I borrow your car, I can't lend it out to somebody else. If I borrow whatever I borrow from you, I can't lend it out to somebody else. Says the Gemara. The Amir Reish Lakish can shana Rebbe and Ashur Rashur Lahashu and Ashur Rashur Lahaske. Sefer Torah is okay. There's a special halach about Sefer Torah. What's a special halach about Sefer Torah? He says, Ma would have taken, I would have thought, Nechleli industry Teovid Mitzvah Bimimone. And now let's just look at the Lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Bava Metzia is very different lashon. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Nechileli inish lekima mitzvah b'mamona." A person wants to do a mitzvah with his money. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says differently. Nechalelin is to take oved mitzvah mora, that a mitzvah should be done with my money. That means that someone else using my money to do a mitzvah. So not a mitzvah satsma, but a mitzvah sachera. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that I don't mind someone giving my Sefer Torah to somebody else, because then I know my money is being used for mitzvah. Kamashmala, we don't say that. Now, there are some Rishonim who have the opinion. There's no steer between the two Gemaras. One is talking about a mitzvah's atzmo, and one is talking about a mitzvah's achera. But not all Rishonim separated the two. And here we have to see what they're doing. But this is the second Gemara. There are two Gemaras, Masechta Bechoros, which are also very, very relevant. Take a look in Bechoros. One is on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and one is on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Yud Ches Amud Beis says like this. Let's say I have a Bechor. I'm a Yisrael. And I have an animal, and it hasn't given birth yet. So, and it gives birth to a bechor, I have to give that bechor to the Kohen. I'm a kaima mitzvah when I give that bechor to a Kohen. So if I have a little corral where I have my animals, and there is, and the shepherd helps the sheep I have give birth to a little baby sheep. So the Gemara says, it's in my interest for my mitzvah, here we're talking about mitzvah atzma, that I'm being makne, but not really haknoa. Schiris is enough, sha'ila is enough. I'm being mashil, the land on which this little baby bechor is, to the Kohen, and therefore I am Mekayim my mitzvah. So what am I doing? Since, and let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Nechale d'lisa'abed mitzvah b'mamone. The mitzvah should be done with my money. Okay. I mean, here I'm talking about my mitzvah, nesinus b'chor to a Kohen. And so, how am I mekayim it? By being mashal my that. Being mashal my chotzer to the Kohen. The Kohen is zochit with the kinyan chotz. I'm mekayim my mitzvahs nesina the Kohen. And, but then the Gemara adds, but let's say I have a situation. It's a Safek Bechor. Now, what's the halach of a Safek Bechor? Safek Bechor, I don't have to give to the Kohen. Hamotzim Omer Chaver Ola V'raya. So we say, it's Yiru Achi Yistoavu. I let it graze until it'll develop a mum. Once it develops a mum, it's a Shaila, isn't mum a Kohen O mum in Yisrael? And vis-a-vis the Kohen, we say, Hamotzim Yechavero Olavaraya. So it says, so if in the case of Sofek Bechor, I would be marshal my Mokum, the Mokum in my Chotzer, to the Kohen, for him to be Koned, so then I would lose money. So it says, B'mokum Pseida Lo, where I'm out to lose money, we do not say that. And that's how we paskin according to Rabbi Kiva here on Yud Ches Amud Beis. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a simple thing. I'm talking about mitzvahs atzmi. When there's a vadai mitzvahs atzmi, I don't mind. There's an umdin and a muchach. I'm letting. I am being marshal the makom on which this little baby bechor is born. Is standing to the Kohen, and he is Zoch, and I'm a Kai my mitzvah. I don't mind that. And I'm not being machnet him, I'm being mashal or maskin, whatever minimum I need for Kenyan Chotz. But in the case of a Safek Bechor, where it's a Safek Mitzvah, and I'm going to end up losing money, and a Hanami, I have a Safek Mitzvah, but I'll lose money. So I'm talking about Mitzvahs Atzmi, my own Mitzvah. So here the Gemara says, I do not have, there's no nichle. Mokam Hefse, there's no nichle. But you have to understand, talk number one about a mitzvah's atzmo, and we're talking about a suffix mitzvah. Not talking about vada mitzvah, and not we're talking about mitzvah diachayim. That's this Gemara. Now, we have a Gemara daf nun ches. That talks about Maisa Behema. What is Maisa Behema? Maisa Behema, Pasuk at the end of B'chol Kosai says that of all the animals who I have are born in a certain year, I take them all together and I have to give 1/10 of those animals as a korban, Asiriya Kodesh Lashem. The 10th is Kodesh. Now, I don't have to give it to anyone. I bring it as a korban. And I eat it myself. It's my carbon. It has all the, many of the dinim of Shlomim, not all. Okay, so now, Chazal made a takana. Chazal's takana was that I am not allowed, what is the takana? Takana, it's a Mishnah here. Shlosha Gronos. It's a Mishnah in Zayinim Abay. Shlosha Gronos Lamaisa Behemah. Set them in Zion of the says Rashi. Shlosha prakim b'shana have isman ma'isa behema. Shabehemus sheivodlu in perak leperak tzarch lo la'asib means minat Torah. There's no problem. With let's say I'm going to have 100 animals. I have to give 10 to the kohen. Now, 10 to Maisa Behema. Now, before, in the middle of the year, as animals are being born on a regular basis, I can shecht or I can sell any animal, and then just have to keep the cheshbon. That's Minat Torah. Chazal said no. Chazal said there are three separate periods of time, and I can, at three separate periods of time, that is when I have to do my Maisa Behema. And why, what is it? And the Gemara explains, until this time, I cannot sell or shecht an animal without having been mafresh Maisa on those animals. Why? And what are the three times? Three times are 15 days before Yontif. Pesach, Shuas, Sukkot. Why? Because we want animals available to the Ole Regalim when they are Ole Regalim. So let's say I have a sheep. And it was born this year. It's not a Bechor. Not Kodesh. And someone comes and wants to buy it from me. I says, no, I can't sell it to you now because I have to get together all the animals and take the Maaser off before Yontif. Or if I have 10 animals, now I can take out the Maaser right now. But there are instances when I can't sell it and I can't shecht it. Says the Gemara like this. Maishna tloth, so I'm a Rabbi Shila, look, is kedei sheyish shetei behema metsuyula ole regolem. So that there should be a lot of animals available for the regalim. The Ava Gav the Tanan, we learned in a mission actually Gia Gor Mutalim Kor Lishchot. So it's muta for me to do it. So why did Chazal do it? The Nechale the Lisabin Mitsub Mamona. Here what are we talking about? The other regalim are gonna eat animals. Chazal make a takana, but it's a takana that's based on an umdana. That I'm interested that my animal should be used as a korban. And I'm interested that my animal should be used as a korban So then, it's in my interest not to sell it now, to wait till the Oleh Regola. It could be I'll lose money because the person wants to pay more now. So apparently from this Gemara, it seems that my interest in other people doing a mitzvah is something that I'm willing to lose money for. That what it would seem from this Gemara. So we have four Gemaras. The Gemara in Psachim is not clear whose mitzvah it is. Tosis has one opinion. We'll see as we go along whole issue whose mitzvah it is. Gemara Mamatzi, it's mitzvah the Acherim. And in mitzvah the Acherim, all the Gemara says, there's no halacha, nechel enish, shir sabi mitzvah mono. Okay. There is a Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara specifically talks about Hefsid in Bechorah, the Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara specifically talks about Hefsid, and the Gemara there says that Makom Hefsid, we don't say that I marshal my Makom to the Kohen, because I'm not necessarily interested in doing this mitzvah. Here it's mitzvah's atzmi, it's my own mitzvah. I'm not necessarily interested in doing this mitzvah because it's a suffix mitzvah and I'm going to lose money by it. No such halacha. And not talking about vadai mitzvah shali, and it's not talking about vadai mitzvah the achayim. That is what the Gemara Yud Ches on the base is talking about. Then there's the Gemara Nun Ches. Nun Ches is that even though essentially it's mutter for me to sell this animal now, Chazal told me to wait to sell it later on, even though I might lose money, I might not lose money. I know the price I'm going to get now. I don't know necessarily the price I'm going to get later. There's a suffix of losing money. Why? Because I would, rather than having my animal used by somebody else for a whole, just a fancy suitor, I'd rather have my animals being used as a mitzvah to do a korban. So here, we're talking the first time here in Bechoros Daf Nun Ches, my desire to have my money used to do a mitzvah. Okay. These are the four Gemaras. We talked about three halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Before we get into the Ran and the Ramban and the Ra'ah, let's just see the three halachas in Shulchan Aruch. One halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Dalet. And that is taken from the Rosh in Chulin, Parakolabos of the 8th, Siman Kovov. If you take a look there in the Rosh says like this. He's talking about someone using the talis. The halacha in talis is, we say, Lasulahem, that's it. In order to be chayav midoraisa, I have to own the beged. And then if I wear a beged that is not mine, I'm potim midoraisa. Talashu'ula, though all the din of Talashu'ula is a very confusing halacha. We'll have to get into it to some degree as we go on. But let's work on an initial assumption that Talashu'ula is a din derabonon. Oh, then I'm chayiv in derabon. So I walk into shul, and I don't have my talis. So I go, so there's a talis right next to me. Talis right next to me. So I said, okay. Says the Rosh, v'no'agu, what is the minig? The Rosh says here, he says, v'no'agu. The Satik Vitaliso Shalchavero, Avilu below Yadia, Ulavarech, Umavarech. And he can make a bracha on it. That means he's Makayim the mitzvah completely. Vesomchu alza, what? Tenechleli inish, delay of the mitzvah mona. Okay. So what is he saying here? Nechleli inish, of the mitzvah mona. We saw in the Gemara Metzia that umdin is enough that I become a shoel. Just like the Kohen in a case of a Bechor, in my interest that I should be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Nasina Bechor to a Kohen, that I don't have to say Hareini Mashlas Hamokam Hazeh, and no, I don't have to say that. There's an Umdina, and the Umdina is good enough that the Kohen is Shoel the Mokom and is Kohen Bekinyan Chatzin, and I'm Mekayim my Mitzvah Nasina LeKohen. So too says the Rosh. If I find a talus that umdin is enough that I make it into a talus she'ula and I can make a bracha on it. Nechi. So this is really built very much on the Gemara and Bechoros, Tafim Chesem and Beis. That for Sha'ila and for Schivas, and certainly for Sha'ila, let's just limit ourselves to Sha'ila. That the umdine makes me a shoel. Number one. And he says, Nechleli Nishnev Mitzvah Mimona. Mimatsoa Makupeles. But let's say I found it, fold it up. Yachso Yekapleno Kavirishona. I have to fold it up, and it should be just like when I began. The Ilav Hochi Lo Nechle. He wouldn't be interested. So, where's that coming from? So if you take a look at a lot of Rishonim found a stira in the Gemara and Pesachim, Gemara and Bamatziah Chav Tesim at base. The Gemara Bamatziah says, we don't say Nechel in Ishlal, Levit Ish Mamona. I have a safe. I have a safe Torah. I'm a shoal of a safe Torah. I want to give it over to somebody else. We don't say it's as if the person gave reshus to me, mashallah, because we don't say nechali nishnava mitzvah. How do I square that with the Gemara in Psochem, who says nechali nishnava mitzvah? And they don't get into the problem. I'm talking about a mitzvah, the atzma, mitzvah, the achayim, which we're going to see as we get more detail in the Rishonim. It's going to be a major issue. No. We don't say this. So they say, no, it's very different. Marma Matsuya, he's afraid it's going to get torn. If you take a look in the Rambam, and he quotes all those who've shown him, well, it's a Trumas Hadeshin. A lot of people, they say that if I find a talis is not going to get ruined. If I find tefillin not going to get ruined. But if I find a safer, maybe the safer is going to get torn. And I'm makpid on it. So I have no interest in guarding myself into a suffix, and I'm not marshal it to him. So, and because there's possible hefsed mom. Now, of course, to some degree, the Tola that on the Gemara in Choros Yilchasim Beis hefsed mom, but there you have to be careful. It's not an exact because there it's a suffix mitzvah satsmi. And I'm going to lose potentially my moment. No. On the other hand, the Gemara apparently on Daf Nun Ches in Bechoros, I have to see how they're going to deal with it. It's not simple. The Gemara Daf Nun Ches in Bechoros seems to say that right now someone wants to give me a nice price for the sheep. Because Nechel Eile Inish, Mitzvah Mona, I'll say, no, I can't sell it to you now. I have to wait until the Zman Regel, because I would rather get, I don't know I'm going to lose money. I might lose money, I might not lose. So it's a Suffolk Hesed. On a Suffolk Hesed, still I say a Mitzvah Dacher I'm willing to do. And I don't know he's going to tear the Sefer. He might tear the Sefer. Suffolk Hesed. But still, for some reason, these we showing him in order to straighten out the stira between Pesachim, Davdalan and Medbeis, and the Gemara in Bab Metzi Dav Chavtesim, they say, the difference is Yesh Hefsid or Ain Hefsid. Now, it's not only a Vadai Hefsid, it's even a Safik Hefsid. I'm taking it, I may tear it. I may not tear it. I don't have to tear it. Number one, and comes the Rosh and says, not only Hefsed Mamon, any inconvenience, any distress, any tircha, I'm going to find out the talus is unfolded, so I'm going to have to, what's it going to be? It's going to take me 30 seconds. 40 seconds to fold up to my talis, it's a tercha. No. As long as I don't lose anything, either in money or in tercha or in Sufik money, I don't mind if you use mine. And there is an umden on that strong enough to turn it into a talis shul. That is what the Rosh says here in Chulin, and that's what's paskined in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tzitzis. Now, let's jump for a second to another halacha in Siman Tosh Resh Mem Tes, Sif Dalet, in the Ramah. He says, on the first day, Pesach, so there's a din lochem. I have to own the lulav and esu. Kachtem lochem b'yom arishim. Kachtem lochem b'yom arishim priyetzotah. But in Shar Yomim, I don't have to own it. I can have a lulav that's sho'ul, or a lulav on esu that's sho'ul. I borrowed it. If I walk into shul on the first day yontif and I see a lulav there, I have to ask the owner, please be maknet to me, matonam las lahachse. Because if I don't own it, I'm not yotze the mitzvah. The umdina nechle linish mitzvah mimona doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? It applies that I can be a shoel, not that I can be a koneh. For some reason, we'll have to explain this. It's a very simple explanation. If you remember everything we said previously, up there is the Beit Shammai, you should be posh. We'll get to it. But if I walk into Shul and Chol HaMoed, and I see a nice lulav and esrog, and I don't have a lulav and esrog, I can pick it up, and I can make a bracha on it. Why? Because it becomes thereby a lulav sho'ul, an esrog sho'ul, a hodah sho'ul, an arava sho'ula. And that is, if you take a look in the Mefarshim there, where you get it from, nechlin shalavot mis memona. There's no hefz, I pick it up, I shake it, I put it down, goodbye, it's finished. That is that halacha. Now this is halach and siman tof lamed zayin ba'bdikas chometz awa sukkah, and here it begins to get much more complicated. Let's take a look at what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Hamas kibayis tof lamed zayin gimel. Hamas kibayis l'chaveiro b'cheskes bodek. Shulchan Aruch here does not, just quotes the Gemara, does not tell us on what day it is. He doesn't get into the issue between Rishon and what day we're talking about. Menim tzashayna bodek ala socha livdok. The socha has to do it. Okay. Ve'eno mekachtos. It's not a mekachtos. He quotes the Rambam. Okay. So if you take a look here in the Magen Avraham, Bavadai mitzvah shalam ala maske ra. The mitzvah is the maske. So what are we talking about? He rented it to him on Yudalid. The mosque is mitzvah. So here he's quoting the Rambam, and the Magen Avraham is interpreting Rambam against Tosfos. Tosfos says the sugi is talking about Yud Gimel. The Machabe just quotes the lashon of the Rambam and said, and the Magen Avraham interprets it that he's disagreeing. He rented it to him on Yud Dalet. So it's the mosque is mitzvah. Achim Oma Hamaske. The mask says, I'm not interested in doing the mitzvah. Oh, Sholach Ladak is not there. What are we talking about? We're talking about the following situation. I'm going to get into this in great detail. We get into the Ran and the Ramban and the Ra'ah and the like. He says, he rented him Yud Dalet And the Gemara previously said, Cheskos HaBaduk. I was under the impression that it was Baduk. But then I find the piece of bread. It's ain't a Baduk. So the soul has to do the Bedikah. And not a makartos. The mistom and echel, then you should have a mitzvah. Bein beguf, bein bemona. So what is it? So he's interpreting different doses. It is, the socher is makayim, apparently, I'm saying apparently, his own mitzvah. But then he goes on. Bein guf, bein menor. V'hayde kaboy hodebei. Shema mipnei dova ach. But he says, I'm not interested. He says, what is it? I want to make a toss. I want out. The umdina is so strong that we say, butler died to Eitzelro b'nei Yodah. We don't believe him. He wants to back out for a different reason. The doctor we have from Mormon linyan amitzah. Oh, hefzid habo achrasiyas amitzah lo nechalei. It's only the hefzid of something that comes as a result of the mitzvah. On the doing of the mitzvah. The Yeshomer says the Ramah, the Tzorch lahachzir lo schar habdika. He doesn't say the Tzorch lahachzir, the Yeshomer. Who is he talking about? Here is the Ramban, the Ra'ot, in the name of the Ramban. I quoted that last time. The Magen Mishnah brings it. Hogel vehislo behed yoshiyihi abodok. So let's see the Magen Avraham. First of all, Zion. Hold the hisna bed. Wait 1 second. Now there is a halacha that says like this. And this is going to become very, understanding this halacha is going to become very relevant to the pshat we're going to have in our sukkah. So the Magen Avraham says, Ksatz kosh, the b'choshim mishpatzim in reish lamed beis. If hey, posak, Chomum she'enu beguf ha-mekach, menakelo min adomim, ha-mekach kayim. What's the case there? It's a tshuvas harosh. That I'm selling you a house, I'm sitting here in Yerushalayim with you, and I'm selling you a house that is off in Toronto. Unbeknown to any of us, last night, a bunch of people walked in and made a mess of the house. They broke the windows. They did everything. I don't know about it. You don't know about it. But the house is a house. And then they find out about it. And the Lekach says, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I don't want a house with broken windows, broken doors, broken walls. And the Malach says, don't worry. I'll fix it up. So the halacha is, it's not a mekach tos. Because I sold you a house, you got a house. It's not in the condition you wanted, or and I did not fool you. So therefore, I can fix it up, and I have to spend the money fixing it up, and I take all the money that is being spent to fix it up, and we take off the price. So if that is true, what does the Gemara have to say? It's always that. Yesh loma, the hotsum mairi below hisno, ho chavilu hisno hamekach kayim. There, I didn't tell you the house is in perfect shape. We're both under the impression the house is in good shape. Unbeknown to both of us, the house was turned into a shambles by a group of people who broke into the house last night. It's not a mekach tos. But if I tell you, the house is in perfect shape, and it turns out, this is the Magen Avraham, not everyone agrees in the Magen Avraham. I have to see this in detail inside, because this is going to become very critical to our sugya. But if I tell you the house is in perfect shape, and we find out the house is a shambles, then you can tie in a mekach tos. You don't want it. I can be fixed up, I'm not interested. So therefore, since the Gemara, our Gemara, had a suffix, whether or not it's a mekach tos, so it must be. He told him it is baduk. Ah. So And this is what the Ramban says. What are we talking about? This is the Magen Avraham interprets it, and we'll see. And we'll see now the Magen Mishnah inside. So he says that it must be talking about a case that he told him it's Boduk. He found out it's not Boduk. He wants to back out. And he says, no, I'm making up the difference. And you can't back out. Ah, you want to back out? Ah, you say the Yumda doesn't apply to you? And you have a different reason you want to back out. We say, Butler dietates a robe in Eod. So says the Magen Avraham. Giving a very specific instance. And therefore, it had nothing to do with Cheskos of Boduk and Cheskos of Boduk. Had nothing to do with Gimel Yudalat. Nothing to do. And then, now, let us take a look how the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches. And apparently he's understanding that the Mechaber agreed, that the Rambam agrees with it, and maybe the Mechaber quotes the Rambam would agree with it. He says, V'ha'ro'o kosa b'shem ha'Ramban, d'pshitelei d'vadai boi l'shlumelei, ma'adi yifsimine, came with the isni b'hadei, he told them explicitly, says no. That means he has to pay him. Now, the question he has to pay him. The question is, why does he have to pay him? So what did Tosis tell us? Tosis told us we're talking about Yud Gimel. So, why? Because Yud Gimel, so what is it? The Solcha Maske told him it's Boduk. And the Solcha thought that it was Boduk. He finds out it's not Boduk. And Tosis never mentions about any repayment. And then he turns out that he's Chayiv in a mitzvah that he didn't think he was going to be Chayiv in. Chayiv in a mitzvah he didn't think he was going to be Chayiv in. So, okay, I don't mind having a mitzvah. I don't even mind spending money on mitzvah. It's my mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the socha. But on your dalit, it's not his mitzvah. On your dalit, it's the maskis mitzvah. So that's his problem. It's not the socha's problem. He doesn't have a mitzvah. That's the way Tosa seems to say it. Comes the Ramban, says no. And as we'll go into the Ran more deeply, we'll see what's pushing the Ramban to say it. No. What does the Socha have to do? The Socha has to lay out money to do the Maskis Mitzvah. He has to himself personally do the Maskis Mitzvah. And then the Maskis reimburses him. So what does Nechilele Inyash Lav, a mitzvah mamona, mean? Not that I'm losing money. I'm not losing money. I'm laying out the money and getting it back. So I don't lose any money. But my money is being used now. Let's say it'll cost me $100. Okay? It'll cost me $100. I'm not losing. I'm using my $100 now for the Maskis mitzvah, and the Maskis gives it back to me, and I don't lose anything. So says the Ramban in the name of the Ra'oh. And we'll see what the Ra'oh does with Talos also. We'll see how it all fits together in one beautiful package. Says the Ramban. And where is he different? Because he's very different than Tosis. Tosis says, wait a second. I don't have to worry about if it's on your dollar. I don't have to worry about them. Socha doesn't have to worry about the maskas. It's the maskas' problem, not his problem. That he should be toreach for the maskas' mitzvah. That he should be spent lay out money. He doesn't have to. The matzah's not interested. He's not interested. Goodbye. A very key difference between Tosis on the one hand and the Ramban. What happens in the, to this person? He was told that it was Baduk, and now he ends up with his own mitzvah. Yud Gimel, Neichel Eilin Yishatz Mitzvah Mona. He has a mitzvah. He didn't think, he had a mitzvah, he didn't think he had a mitzvah. Ramban says, no, he's doing the Maskus mitzvah. It's even be your Dalit. That's why he has to give him birth. That's one way of interpreting the Ramban. There's another way of interpreting the Ramban. A whole different way of interpreting the Ramban. No, he agrees with Tosis. He agrees with Tosis. It's, in one sense, I don't have to worry about the Maskus mitzvah. But what do I have to worry about? I have to worry about the Soches mitzvah. That the Din Bedikah is, we'll see the Ran says it very explicitly. The Din Bedikah is, I cannot have Chometz on my Rishus on Pesach. I can't have it. And therefore, even though it's the Maskus mitzvah, if he's not doing his mitzvah, I end up with the Chiyah Bedikah myself. It's my mitzvah. Elamai, there's a din of choshen mishpat. And that is what the Magen Avraham says. That, what is it? The din of choshen mishpat. I sold you a house stam. And it turned out the windows are broken, the walls are broken, the doors are shattered. So the house is worth less. So we take it off the price. Now, if I tell you a house is in perfect condition, and it's not in perfect condition, you can back out. But here you can't back out. But still, the price is lower. So, now, this is something we're going to have to be very careful when we get into the run. Whose mitzvah is it? That means, if I rent it on your gimel, so it's a Maskus mitzvah, Tosas, and I end up with chometz and my rishus, and it's the Maskus chometz, I don't have a chiyah bedikah myself. Not at all. Many rishonim said, the chiyah bedikah is not allowed to have chometz and my rishus. I don't care whose chometz it is. What does the Ramban say? You take a look now in the Ran, in our sugya. The Ran in our sugya says like this. Hamas kibayas l'chaver. Kotsu b'tosus. Tosus says, "You give a lie. Tibi yudalid who asik no leel al maske livdo." Achem amru. Not everyone agrees with that. Take a look, the Chiddush on Shashem explains this one in very great detail. He says, what's the Loma? The Mairi, he's talking, his Skiro, the Yom Yudalit, Ubelayo Shul Yudalit, Hoya Habaye, Baz Mash, and Bechazkel Samask. Can Abdikim tell us a Lamaske? Lom Maskinen, or Nechle Lish Kumitz Begufo. And Bimimono, how Abdikim ain't a Motelislav? Cloud, he's not Chayv in the Mitzvah. El Hamaskim Chuyuf, live dog. The way the Ran seems to be interpreting it, especially the way the Chiddush on Shem says, I'm not Machai. Once the Matzah is Chayim Bedika, that patters me completely for any Mitzvah Bedika whatsoever. Vacher Momrim, Chamrina Nechalilish, Chaynu Leinian Delom Havi Mechachtos. Now he's quoting the Ramban. It is not a mekach tolls. Aber shlume boy lu shlume. He has to pay. Boy. Has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Because he's doing somebody else's mitzvah. Or he's doing his own mitzvah, and it's just a repeat of what the halach in Shulchan Aruch is about. I found out that the house has broken windows and broken doors. That at this point, we don't know. Could be this way, could be that way. We'll see as we go on. I disagree with both. So the Ramban says we're talking about, the Ran says we're talking about Yudalad Maskin. Talking about he rented them on Yudalad. And it's the Maskis Mitzvah. And the Maskis didn't say anything. He was allowed to assume that it was Baduk. He didn't have to worry because the previous sugya says I can assume it was Baduk. The boy in the lail mask buys you down has got the bodok or ain't has got the bodok. The comma stomach has got the bodok, clomat. He has got the bodok, masuk, and bestomach. The man has got the bodok, masuk, the comma lay behead you. He had to tell him it's not bodok. Lo have him a cock toss. The cockashalon, the maskin lail, a mask live dog. Ah, you'll say the mask has to do it. Lo cashly, clout. El shakin, but tarinim, it says be or a man ram you. Because if you take a look the way, especially you do it in the Chiddushi Aran here, the Ran says very clearly here, there's a Svarati Mechayev the Masker and a Chorati Mechayev the Socha. The Ikar Adin, they both should be Chayev. One because it's his Chometz, the other it's in his Rishos. Except the Chazal said, okay, who are we going to Mechayev first? He interprets not who we're going to Mechayev in an absolute way, but who Mechayev first. Lokash, the cloud, the lael shakrim vatarin, mitzvahs bi aman ram, umaskin amaske ram. Hoche boy, yom amaske, if the maske says, lo boy, you know the mevim mitzvah. I'm not interested in doing the mitzvahs, but not my problem. Inami, the less the maske, he left town. Soche lo sagi below biur. That I disagree with Tosis. It's not the masker's only mitzvah. The masker is the first one to do the mitzvah, but the masker and the socher are both chayev. And if the masker is not doing the mitzvah, the socher has to do the mitzvah. How does he know this? And we'll have to see this Gemara inside. Oh, I'm reading. Chemser shonochi osalom b'chitza gavoy yud. That even the chometz of a goy I can't have in my rishus. But I have to make a mechitza, to make a separate place. And it came when she came, because of that boy, you have a mekach tos. The ochalab mitzvahs beer asking, el inyan dina shaklin vaterin maskin, do I have a mekach tos? Why is it? I bought it. I was under the impression I didn't have a mitzvah. I ended up having a mitzvah. I ended up having a mitzvah. No problem. So essentially, he agrees in part with Tosis, in part not with Tosis. He agrees, what is the reason Tosis says, I rented on Yud Gimel. And since I rented on Yud Gimel, so I didn't have a mitzvah. I ended up with a mitzvah. Okay, that doesn't make it into a mekach tos. The Ran, but on your dalit, I don't end up with a mitzvah. The Ran says, even on your dalit, you end up with a mitzvah. And you don't have to pay. You don't get repaid because you're doing your own mitzvah. So says the Ran. Now, we have to go back and see this a little more detail. Seeing what the Rishonim in different places. What I want to do in Meitz Hashem Bli Neder the next year is to go to Rabbeinu David inside carefully and the Meiri inside carefully here, and then to get a more complete picture of what's happening in this machlokas between Luran, Ramban, and Tosfos. Meitz Hashem Bli Neder, we shall continue.